Bonjour, je suis Lingmara.
Salut, je suis Cameron.
Et moi, je suis Honey. Bienvenue.
Today, we're going to be talking about palmiers.
But what are palmiers?
Haha, well, actually, they're pronounced palmier, and they are cookies made of flour, water, and butter,
aka puff pastry. They are in the shape of a heart and are sometimes known as the heart of France. The history of palmier is very confusing. Some people believe that these cookies originated in Italy, where they were served with tea or coffee, or that these cookies were adapted because of their unique method of being baked and designed.
Many people also believe the origin is Austria, but it is in fact French.
That's right, honey. There is a legend that a baker named Claudius Gelly brought palmiers in France in 1645, but we will talk about him later in the podcast.
Did you know that palmier means palm trees in French?
This dessert is very unique because it has the shape of many different animals and plants.
Many people believe that palmier has the shape of palm leaves, elephant ears, pig ears, butterfly wings, a heart, etc.
What shape are they actually?
Well, Cameron, today most people believe that they are the shape of elephant ears, but there are still people who define palmier as palm leaves.
Well, I believe they are shaped like palm leaves. Aside from that, there is a legend that suggests that these puff pastries were invented in France in 1645 by a baker named Claudius Gelée.
One day, Claudius Gelée was baking a cake for his father. His father was on a diet, so he was only making it out of flour, butter, and water.
When these pastries were done, he noticed they were light and fluffy. After this, he got hired by the famous Rosabout Patisserie in Paris, where he perfected his pastry.
Because of this, Gelée was known for inventing these lovely pastries, today called palmier.
Coincidentally, he wanted to work with the brothers Mosca pastry shop in Florence to earn more money and improve his recipe, but the pastry shop took credit for the recipe.
We do not know that this is true, but we do know that these puff pastries were similar to phyllo dough, which is used in the Middle East.
Phyllo dough is light and flaky, and was invented way before these cookies.
But that's besides the point. You are able to eat palmier in a couple of different ways.
You can eat them topped with whipped cream and raspberries, with ice cream and chocolate sauce, or with brie and honey. Or you can just eat the palmier on its own.
Today, palmiers are very important because many people use leftover dough to create these delicious pastries. This is very helpful for bakeries so that dough is not wasted.
No one knows how palmiers were invented or who the actual inventor was, even though many people believe the Gelée story. All we can pinpoint is that these cookies are very similar to phyllo dough, and, well, I guess that's it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Faites Voila.
A bientôt.
Au revoir.